When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Your business depends on protecting your sensitive data, but your data is everywhere. Introducing Sky High Security. We extend security beyond data access to data use, protecting your data anywhere you do business. Sky High Security.
Yeah, yeah, check one, two, check one, two. Is this mic on? Is this mic on? Hey, listen, man. It's the one and only trendsetter DJ Sense, and you're listening to Cocktails, Dirty Discussions with Kiki and Medina Monroe. Yeah.
Today's episode is brought to you by Goddess Detox, a spiritual woman's wellness company. Today's cocktail is, again, the Goddess Detox. So this is going to be a mocktail, actually, because it's a detox. You're going to take 2 ounces of grapefruit juice, 1 ounce of fresh lime juice, 0.5 ounces of maple syrup, sparkling water, ice, sliced limes, and some grapefruit for garnishing. So here's how you're going to make the Goddess Detox. You're going to add the grapefruit juice, lime juice, and maple syrup to a glass and stir until well combined. Fill the glass with ice, top off the glass with sparkling water, stir to combine, and serve with a sliced lime and a fresh grapefruit. Now, while I don't really like grapefruit,
me either.
I don't like it, but have you ever done the Arden Garden cleanse?
Yes, and it's disgusting.
Ooh, it tastes like a different type of mimosa, and it's but with grapefruit. I don't like grapefruit, but it's really good for you. So, bitch, I need to take a detox. I need to do a Goddess detox. Mm-hmm. I've been drunk for 5 days
straight.
Okay. We've been out here living life.
Yeah, it's like, oh, it's pressure. All right, welcome back to Cocktails or Discussions, you guys.
Hey y'all.
So we have just been up to
Operation so Pop That Pussy is in effect.
I am tired.
I'm tired. I also just want to take a minute and say, my hair is twisted. I washed my hair today. And like Kiki said, I'm tired. And I literally, being natural, you got to untwist it at the right moment. And the moment wasn't there yet. And so here I am. I'm real blickety black on this episode. I couldn't undo it because my hair was going to look crazy.
What you doing tomorrow?
Tomorrow, I'm going out of town.
Uh-huh. So you want that hair to be right. Like, fuck the episodes. Don't care. I got to have my hair right for tomorrow.
Well, look, y'all call us your besties. So this is just bestie behavior.
Okay.
I'm really on here looking like
Addie Walker.
Did you know Addie was a slave?
Yes, I read the book.
For the longest, I did not realize she was a little slave.
What did you think she was? I mean, she got free.
I couldn't really remember.
Oh,
that's an American girl, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. All right. So what you been up to, Seely?
You showed it. I have been out and about. When people say they have been outside, I really don't think that I have been outside. Y'all, lately I've been outside. Someone even sent me a message on Instagram and was like, Medina, you really been outside. And I love it. And I love it too. Like, I feel like this summer is going to be really happy, really excited about the live shows. Bitch, yeah. We done went to 2 sex clubs in 1 weekend.
Like, why?
Why did we do that?
There were listeners there. You forgot about that part?
You guys, there were listeners there.
One of them was giving every bit of truck stop, don't ever go.
Oh, yeah.
The other one was like a Zane book.
It was like, if you guys want to hear we didn't get to do a review on Trapeze.
Yeah, but we did one on The Loft.
And it's on Patreon. It, go.
Yeah, probably by the time, it'll be coming up next week. for you guys.
Yeah, it was almost like weird. You know how there's wine tastings? We did some sex club tastings.
And then I felt, okay, so we went on Good Moms, Bad Choices. That episode won't come out for a while. That was fun. But in the middle of the episode, they were talking about going to a sex club. And we had been saying we were going to go. We just haven't. Mm-hmm. So we go. And honestly, y'all, we were tired. That's how we ended up at the loft to begin with.
Yeah.
We were freaking tired. So we went. You got to go on there to hear about it. But hanging out with them was fun, too. It's weird, like, how you were saying when we were there. It seems like you know somebody, but you really don't. Like, we've never met them in person. But it's been years and years of, like, communication and doing things together, like, in a big podcast group thing, but not in person.
Yeah.
They were really cool. I enjoyed them.
We've been on some dates. Mm-hmm. We've been on some dates, some pretty good ones.
Yeah, I've been enjoying going on dates. They tend to be few and far between. So right now, if you ask me on a date, I'm going because I don't want it to stop. So I don't know when that drought is going to come back. So I'm just like, yes, I got to get it while I can.
Isn't it crazy how, like, single people, you can, I don't know if this happens to you, but this be happening to me. I can go from having, like, four different situations going on, right? Or five. And then one day they're just all gone.
Yes.
And then I'm back to just lonely.
It's like every other week.
But this week, it's been pretty good.
This, what's been so good?
I've just been meeting people. And like.
Have you?
It's exciting. I went on a date with a woman.
Uh-huh. Why you make that face? Medina be trying to act like she don't like the ladies, and I don't know why. I'm just trying to help her come out.
But she was like a true lesbian. Like,
what are you? Because from what I saw the other day,
I don't know. Somebody needs to take my phone from me and not let me be on Instagram no more.
What did you do on Instagram?
No, my mother was worried. I put a post with her in it, and I was like, "Y'all, I'm joining the LGBTQ LGBTQ community.
You are not going to get your rainbow patch." And I was like, joining? But you're already in there. Mama, you're the question mark at the end.
I'm the question mark at the end.
It's like, you don't know what how are you want to identify.
I don't. I was a little nervous, but I had a good time. I went on a date with a rapper who has been in my DMs. And it was, we had a good old time. We had a swell time. Like, we were talking about fantasies. We played I'm Curious to Know. If you guys haven't got your deck yet, go to imcuriousto.com. Order it now. It is so much fun. Like, the conversation decks, they really help you get to know somebody in quick. Like, if you're going to like them or if you're not going to like them. And, well, we ended up rolling around on the cards, the loose cards. In the morning, I was picking up all the cards. Like, let me grab this. Like, I was picking up ones from the strip club.
Oh, my God.
It's exciting. He was like, I'm going to come to the live show. I was like, no, it's sold out. Absolutely not.
You don't want to give him?
No.
Why don't you want him to come?
I don't know. You're not nervous about seeing people that you have fucked with in the audience?
I am. I just want you to be nervous with me because I already know I got people coming. So I want you to share in that same feeling. That's all.
Boy, I might be sharing and I just don't know yet. It's going to smack me in my face when I get there.
What would you do if, like, Lieutenant Bay was there?
I would be kind of worried only because some of the things that Operation Pot That Pussy entails is, like, we've been out here. And, like, he's going to be like, oh, so that night when I was blowing your phone up, you lied. Your phone didn't break from water damage. You actually were out in the streets with your ghetto friends.
Why would you say that right now?
Oh, my God.
That was all a joke. Okay. Yeah, I'm nervous about who's going to be there. I'm almost also nervous because my mom is back there, and I'm glad I said something to Maria. So she was like, I'll cut the audio in the back room. Yeah, cut that shit, please.
Oh, wait, what'd she say?
I'm nervous about my mom being there. She said she can cut the audio in the back
room.
Oh,
so she won't be able to hear it.
But she's still going to be able to hear it, but maybe just not as clear.
Okay.
I'm just going to give her some headphones.
Okay.
Yeah. Hopefully she'll keep them on. Listen to a book.
Yeah, tell her that's part of her role. You don't get to listen to the show.
She says she won't talk about it, but I don't want you to hear it. Because I don't think she understands. The other day we were on the phone and she kept calling these girls whores. And I was like, why are you calling them whores? Like, that's not nice. You're slut shaming. She was like, well, a whore is a fucking whore. And that's what she is. And the things that she did, I was like, damn, I'm about to start calling me a fucking whore. It's just worse when it's whore versus hoe. Like,
really?
That, to me, it's whore? Like, you're a whore. Like, it's just like...
You whore. You hoe. Yeah, it's... whore is worse.
It's just like, you're really like, serious about it.
Yeah, you really look, you're looking at my soul and you're like, bitch, you're just nasty.
It is what it is, yeah.
A hoe is like, you're just having fun. We get it. Be a hoe, because I am. If you guys did not get tickets to the Atlanta live show because it is sold out, make sure you get tickets to Charlotte. They're going pretty quick. June 5th will be at the Comedy Zone in Charlotte. I think that's a really fun opportunity to go on a quick little road trip with some of your friends. Or if you're bougie and just want to fly, then fly. But it could be fun. Get out of Atlanta for a minute.
Mm-hmm. Or, you know, if you live there, it's something to do on a Sunday night. Then we're also going to be in New York at Caroline's on July 20th. That's a Wednesday night. And then Thursday, July 28th, we will be in Philly at Helium.
Yes. And if you guys know of good restaurants, good place, because me and Kiki will be there, like, send us some options so we can go eat, or places to party, like different little spots. I'm really excited.
Where
I can't
the fine
wait.
Men are.
Where the niggas at. Yeah, the ones that spend money and have icy chains.
Mm-hmm. I love an icy chain.
So do I. I used to not. I used to
think. Why?
I don't know. And even when I went out with the rapper dude, I did say, I was like, you look so ridiculous with all of it. Sometimes it's just too much. But now I'm like, it's a statement that you make. And I see you, bro.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
I just thought about, y'all, we have been rehearsing for the live shows, not just talking, but we have like some extra stuff in there. Mm-hmm. So again, get your tickets, because we are really trying to give you guys a show like you ain't seen before. And I'm going to be embarrassed when it's all said and done. But that's just how much fun it's going to be.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We also have a lot of sponsors for the Atlanta live show, so we're able to create this show for you guys. So quick shout out to Goddess Detox, Beach 7 Hair, Paradise and Vibe, She Orgasm, Sweet Magnolia, Ivy Beauty. Y'all are in for a treat.
Yeah. Okay. And also make sure that you sign up for Patreon. It's patreon.com/cocktails. Join. We release bonus episodes every single week. And every now and then we will do something special for our top tier patrons, the $15 level, and you'll get some extra special content. Okay, so now we're going to move on to weird sex.
You said a man is not a necessity, a man is a luxury.
Like dessert.
Yeah. Man is absolutely not necessity.
Did you mean that to sound mean and bitter?
Oh, not at all. I adore dessert. I love men. I think men are the coolest. But you don't really need them to live.
So,
Lord.
So this week, weird sex, a few of you guys sent me this story. I saw it too. So there are two inmates at a New Jersey prison who are pregnant after having sex with another inmate. So you might wonder how. Well, the other inmate is a trans woman, and the rules in, or the law in New Jersey, is that you go to the prison with the gender, your preferred gender identity. So there are over 800 women in the prison, and 27 of them are trans. They at first, when the story came out, they didn't know who it was. They found out who it is. Y'all, their baby mama is in prison for murder.
The trans person?
Yes. Is in prison. And she's set for release. Let's see. Her name is Demi Minor. She spoke through JPay with the New Jersey news site that I'm referencing. She's set for release in 2037. Dang. And is not eligible for parole. Her lengthy sentence... lengthy sentence comes from two separate crimes committed at the age of 16, which, damn. But she pled guilty to carjacking and aggravated manslaughter. In the second case, she admitted in court to stabbing her male victim repeatedly. The victim was Minor's foster father, who she stabbed 24 times before burglarizing his home. That is crazy. I wonder what the story is there, though. Like, something happened.
Something happened.
Ooh, that's rough. But yeah, I could you imagine being in prison? And then just being in prison and being pregnant. Ooh.
And it's dirty.
And it's probably scary.
It's stanky.
Well, good luck to the new mothers and everyone involved.
Are they going to, I don't know if you know this, are they going to like remove her since she's getting people pregnant?
Oh, I don't know.
I wonder like how that works.
You might just get in trouble. Because it's like, when people get, you're not supposed to have sex, period. Mm. So I think you might just get in trouble. I don't know. But they haven't said.
Can you imagine never having sex ever again in life because you made such a horrible decision that got you locked up?
I'm having sex with the women in prison. If I'm locked up in prison for life. Like, I'm just saying.
I would be so sad.
I mean, it would be sad, but, like, I'm having sex with them, and I might find a CO to fuck to. It's ways around it. I've watched the prison shows. I don't think I would be going without. I'm already in prison for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Like, what are you going to do? Add on time? Add another life sentence to my current life sentence? I'm in here for the rest of my life.
Yeah, they be in there fucking.
Anyway, thanks for sending that story in. If you see another story, just DM it to us on Instagram. You can send it to me or at Cocktails Podcast or at Kiki Said So.
Okay. And this week we have a variety of topics to just, you know, go over some of these natural dating sex questions that everyone loves to talk about. I wanted to know, and a lot of these topics that I put on here, they came from just like me being around friends, family members who were all in relationships and seeing where some of the disagreements, divorce in some cases, stem from. And I always say It seems like people don't, you know, you don't know people. So you maybe don't know someone's values or beliefs or just how they want to live their life, what their future, what they have planned out for their future. It might not align because you get so caught up in someone you don't get to the nitty gritty questions that need to be answered. And you see people married or living together and it's not working. It's because, bro, y'all aren't in alignment.
Yeah, and like some people really do feel like things should change once you get married or once you get more serious. So you might be having fun and everything is on the same page, but you forgot to ask, what does this look like later? Those questions are in the card.
Yeah.
If you want to buy a card deck.
Yeah, buy the card deck. I'm curiousknow.com. It's funny that you say that because it's almost like when you're dating somebody, you're having a really good time. You're going out a lot, spending a lot of money on food, you know, buying shots, doing what you do, maybe just up and traveling. But then if you get married to someone, I do think that there is like certain stages of life where some of that you need to dial it back. And some people don't think that. So let's say like we get married and, well, not we get married. Let's say I get married and I'm pregnant. Okay. I've seen a lot of people struggle with this one. I don't think that it's appropriate for a man to be dipping in and out of the clubs as much as he was when he was single when you have a pregnant wife at home. I just don't think it's fair. I think that, the woman can't do that. And I know you've been around pregnant people. Postpartum is real. Depression is real. Pregnant women be sad sometimes because they can't do nothing. No one else is pregnant with you. It's just a lot going on and your nigga is also in the club every night. If we're in the marriage stage or parenting stage, I'm not saying don't go out ever. But dial it back a little. You're not single anymore. When you go to the club, it's single people at the club looking for other single people at the club.
Sometimes, or just people looking for single people at the club.
Yeah, it's a single person's playground. Again, I'm not saying you can't never go out, but come on, nigga, I'm pregnant. Where's my applesauce? Why aren't you rubbing my... You don't like applesauce?
I hate it. That's baby applesauce food. You tell me you mix it in something,
don't
you?
With macaroni and cheese or with spaghetti. My brother would tell me when I was little, my breath smelled like
applesauce. I want to throw up in my mouth.
Permanent applesauce. I love applesauce. So do you think that you date people that are in aligned with how you see your life?
When I feel like it. Like, I have really just been on accepting people for who they are. And when I'm accepting you for who you are, I know what role you can play in my life. Are you the good time guy? And I know I'm just going to enjoy this ride while I'm on it, but you can't be my man because we're not aligned. Now, somebody I am aligned with, I'm going to treat you different.
Because,
nicer? I wouldn't even say nicer, but I probably pay attention more to the things that you have to say and the things that you care about. Maybe that could be qualified as nicer. But like the fun guys, nah, because it's like you're going to prison. You're a scammer. I want to hang out with you for right now. Or like, you know, you have friends, you meet these guys who are out all the time. Sometimes I do want to go out and I want you to take me and my friends and pay for it and not be an issue. But I know how you're paying for this. And again, even if you weren't doing anything crazy, I don't want to be with somebody who is in the club every night.
I don't either. Like, not when I... Like
you can go out. I'll even say a lot. Like, I think every week is a lot at this point. And you can go out. But if you're in there every day or it's like you don't do anything else but go out, like, how do you have time to enjoy other activities or just things in life? Or
yeah, something different, going on an adventure. Everybody knows those niggas that you know they're going to be at that whatever club, whatever bar, same time every day. That is weird.
If it's not your club, No. Facts. No. Now, if it is your club, I probably don't want you either, because I know what it's like sitting with the owners of the club. I be sitting there, so I know how it goes. And the wife is at home, and like you said, she's upset.
Or they bring the child and sit them at the section with that you, and you're weird. Sitting there like, why is the baby here around the
y'all,
hookah?
There was a baby with us the other night at the table. They were teaching her how to, like, toast and stuff. She had, like, a little Shirley Temple, I hope. But then I saw her smelling a shot, and I think they were trying to tell her, this is how you know if it's liquor or not. Don't drink this.
It was very odd,
she asked
y'all.
This nigga for a Rolex and $100, and she got the $100. And her mom was like, I told you stop telling people how much money you got. And I was like,
they are just,
woo. And then she was dancing and playing musical chairs. And I was like, niggas rolling up blunts. Yeah. Is this okay? I just don't feel good. But I'm not leaving because my lamb chops just came.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was weird. So when you deal with like the fun guy or the one who you know he's not in alignment with you, but it's just fun, when do you cut it off?
Usually they cut me off.
Wait.
They do. I don't know. I think they just change bitches like they change draws like all the time. So maybe you just, or maybe I didn't come out enough times and I missed my rotation. And so
isn't
now
that
somebody
funny
got
how that's
on there.
A real thing. When you, if you decline too many times, they're like, all right, I got to get
right,
a new
next.
Bitch.
Because like, yeah.
I need the bitches to pull up and you're
yeah.
not pulling up.
Yeah. So sorry, your time here is done. And it's like, it's all good. Because when I run into you again, maybe I can hop back on the merry-go-round or maybe not.
Do you think you've ever been the fun girl for someone?
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah, definitely. Because, I didn't even want them to try and get to know me. Mm. I was always giving basic-ass answers. I didn't care what they really thought about, whether they felt like I was intelligent or I was going places in my life. I don't care about none of that shit. I just want to have fun. Where are the shots? Give me a hookah. I want my own. I don't want to share with those girls. I don't know them.
Do not play about her hookah.
I don't.
We need a hookah sponsorship. That would be real nice.
Wouldn't it?
How do you know if you're wasting your time or being too critical of someone? Like maybe they are like good, people and you could date them, but you're just like, oh, you need to change this. Oh, you need to, you're nitpicky.
I'm always nitpicky. So
on people?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I have to, I think when I evaluate the things that I'm being picky about and they seem
and
very minor. Yeah, it doesn't mean that I always stop and that's one of my flaws. But yeah, so I'm always nitpicky, always doing too much. But what was the other part?
How do you know when you're wasting your time?
Oh, when I'm wasting my time. I think I'm wasting my time whenever, like, I realize I don't like anything about this entire experience of getting to know you except what's on my plate.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm here for the food, not for you. I'm wasting my time.
I thought you were about to give an analogy to like, you know, and my plate is full. And
I meant
at dinner.
Like, this is a great spot. He picks good spots, or he always lets me pick. And I just go on Eater Atlanta and pick, you know, hot new restaurants opening April 2022 or whatever. And yeah, so I've done that. And then also, like, when I do like somebody, I realize that I'm wasting my time when they're not trying to make any progress towards anything. Mm. And it's like, I like him, but he's just like cool with whatever it is. I'm wasting my time.
Yeah, and I'm about to have my feelings hurt.
Because I got three weddings planned.
Whose?
Mine.
Who are
and
your
I
men?
Would like, I don't have one. So I'm trying to like hurry up and speed up this process so I can pop him in before he changes his mind. You know what I mean? I have two really extravagant weddings planned and then one small one.
I wonder if the listeners have their weddings planned, if you're not even, you know, you don't even have a date yet. You don't even have the man. Because
I
in my notes have like the details for my wedding.
Yeah, you were telling me about bridesmaids and mm-hmm. everything.
I have the details for my wedding, colors, and it's in sections. Like, so when the day does come, I'm ready. and I have like a list of baby names. I have ideas for baby showers.
Is baby that showers crazy? You went far. I just think it's being prepared. And I think it's fun to dream about. Like, okay, all jokes aside, when that day comes, I'm going to refer back to the list, but it's not like it has to be this way.
I even have my menu, like certain things on the menu that I want served at the wedding.
Oh, wow. I need to add that to my list. Mm-hmm. I haven't gone that far.
I have songs for my first dance with my dad.
I don't.
No, I have, all the things. All the things. This? I wonder if y'all do this. Let us know.
I have really thought about, like, who I want to walk me down the aisle or what that's going to look like. Because I have my dad and then I have my stepdad.
They could both walk you.
They could, but how's that going to look with my arms like this in my dress?
Maybe you could do more of like a...
Like this? I don't know. And then I'm like, well, are they going to be able to walk by the time are they going to be wheelchair bound? Like, what's up? They might just have to... And I'm not pushing nobody's chair down the aisle. We're going to have an usher come do that. I don't know. And just have a reserved section for my dad, my stepdad, and my grandfather there in the daddy section. I don't know, but
there's a whole daddy section. The daddies and then the zaddies. Oh, that is funny.
I don't have no zaddies. I had to put them in the back with the single people who didn't get a plus one.
Weddings are fun. I have a wedding ticket. My friend Nehu's getting married.
Oh, yes. That's going to be a good one.
She's Indian. And so she's having two weddings. So she's having an Indian wedding and then she's having the normal wedding. Uh-huh. And so it's a whole weekend of weddings. And she was like, do you want to wear like traditional Indian attire? And I was like, bitch, you know I do. So she's been sending me options. I'm wearing this orange like colored, I don't know what you call like their gowns, but it's so pretty. I was like, this is going to be fun. I was like, and can you make sure you let your cousins know that I'm single? She was like, Medina.
I have one to go to this summer and I'm excited about it. I've been doing like wedding stuff with them. We have a bachelorette party in a couple weeks in Mexico. I'm excited about it.
But you stay in Mexico.
I've only been one time in my entire life.
Oh. Didn't you just get back from Mexico?
I did. That but was I'm the going to time? A different, yeah. Oh. We're going to a different place. We're going to Cancun. I'm excited about it. The girls were texting about it either yesterday or today, and we were getting the details. I'm really excited for the actual wedding because my friend's baby shower was lit.
Not the lit baby shower.
Yeah, and so I was like, is everybody from the baby shower coming? And so she was like, no. But most of those people, some people didn't get invited. And I was kind of sad because it was some people there I wanted to be invited. Oh, well.
Dang. Okay, another question from Medina observing people around her in relationships who are miserable. You know how people say, like, you can't change a man? I don't know. And it's not even just a man. A woman. Well, I do think you could change a woman. But do you really think you can't change a person?
I agree. And here's why. I don't think that anybody, man or woman, truly changes. You might act. Mm-hmm. But I don't think anyone truly changes unless they want to. You could inspire some change in someone because they realize, like, either they want to impress you or they know that there are certain things that you're not going to put up with. So they'll make changes, but it's because they want to keep you, not because you made them change. I don't think you can change somebody.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
why do you think you can?
Because I remember, like, when I was dating Carlos, he smoked cigarettes like a chain smoker. He was smoking like Dave Chappelle at that stand-up comedy show I went to, and I was dying because that nigga smokes the whole fucking stand-up. So he smoked a lot. I'm talking about woke up, smoke, walk one step, smoke, before we have dinner, smoke, it's on the toilet, smoke. Sorry, Carlos, I'm really putting your business out there. And I changed him. Like, everyone was like, you're because not going to be able to get him to stop smoking. Not only did Carlos stop smoking, he stopped smoking, changed, like, a lot of his life around to get a healthier lifestyle. And he never really wanted to do it. I know he did it for me.
That's a big change. Because he wanted to keep you.
Yeah. But he didn't start it back up once we broke up. It's like he was like, oh, give me the cigarettes back.
Well, that's good.
This bitch is gone. I don't know. I think sometimes it's like, not that if someone won't change, that they don't love you, but maybe they just don't love you a lot.
They love whatever it is.
That they could miss, that they could lose from not changing what needs to be, what the person wants them to change.
Yeah, they love that more. So like, if I met a guy and fell in love with him and he was a vegan, we're going to break up because I love meat more than I love him. I don't even know him, but...
And good thing you know that. So you couldn't date a vegan?
No, I say it all the time. That's not a joke. Sorry to the vegans out there. Good luck. Y'all don't want me neither because y'all are going to be like, ew, why are you eating all that meat? And I'm like, bitch, because that's what I do.
That's not even an apology, though, because it's like, at least you know what you want.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't like when people meet someone and there are certain things that you're really not budging on and they try to change those things. Cut it out. Mm. Sometimes you have to meet people where they are in certain parts of their personality. And it's like, stop trying to change certain things and morph this person into the person that you want. especially when it's not even something that's going to be for the betterment of their life. It's just you want it a certain
this
way.
Bothers you and you just want them to stop. Sometimes I look at what people...
Like little petty things.
Little petty stuff, like dishes. I was just having this conversation with a friend of mine.
What do you mean with dishes?
Like dishes. Like, this leads me to my next question, because somebody have too many rules. Sometimes bitches be having a lot of rules. Like, and it's like, bro...
I agree.
You start turning... Even though people be like, men I'm too. Not your mama. You start... Women start turning into moms of your husband or your boyfriend. It's like,
and
bro.
I don't like that.
I don't like that either. And I get it, because most of the time I do feel like in households, women make the best decisions for the house, and people probably should just follow the rules that the women makes because it's the best decision. But I also get where like it can be annoying. So like, let's take dishes, for instance. Let's say somebody, you're dating somebody or two, there's a couple and...
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The man always leaves the dishes out. He cooks and there's some dishes left in the sink. And the wife gets upset about it, and you turn it into this thing of like, he don't never do dishes. If you know he never does the dishes, why don't you just do the dishes? Like, I think some things are so petty where it's like, if you know that this person is not going to be doing the dishes, just do the dishes and know that that's one of the things that you're going to have to take the L for. This nigga not going to do the dishes.
But why he not doing the dishes? I mean... Because by the same token, you know if your wife is always bitching about the fucking dishes,
just
you cook,
do the dishes.
Put them in the... They don't have a dishwasher?
Mm-hmm. Oh, this couple? This imaginary couple? Let's say they do have a dishwasher. Nice one.
Put the shit in the dishwasher. The nice ones work really well. You don't even have to be scrubbing them and stuff. I don't know. I get what you're saying. But then sometimes it's like, why is it always the woman who has to start making concessions and changes to what she wants out of her day or how she wants things to go? It's like, okay, I'm doing this. Why can't the man compromise? Y'all love to use that word with us. Compromise and do the dishes even though you don't like to. Like, and I do feel, or say, hey, well, I cooked. I feel like you should do the dishes. Because that's how I feel about it. I don't like doing dishes.
I feel that way too. If you cooked, you need to do the dishes.
No, I mean, the other person does the dishes, or the cook does the dishes.
Oh, the other person does the dishes.
Yes.
Yes.
That's how I feel too. It's like, okay, well, why don't you help me out here? I made this meal. Why don't you do that? And that could be the way that he's thinking in his head. Maybe he's like, bitch, get a clue. I just cooked this meal for us. Why you can't put the dishes in the dishwasher? Somebody, y'all need to just call Alley Maids.
Yeah, just have them come like, you know, once a week or once a month.
Yeah, I hope y'all don't let the dishes pile up for a month.
I have some dishes in my sink right now. I feel like that's going to be a problem when I do take on a mate and we live together, if I can even do that. They've been there for a few days, and it's not a lot of dishes.
Okay.
But it's dishes, and I was not raised like this. I was raised better than this, but I think I got PTSD from having to do the dishes so often when I was a child that I'd be like, it's my fucking house.
Yeah, I understand how you feel about things like that.
We was always doing dishes, like always cleaning.
Yes, and my mom wouldn't let us use the dishwasher, and we had one. It was a drying rack, basically. How many people can relate to that? Because that's some bullshit. I saw a meme, and it was like, oh, these are not drying racks that are built into the cabinets. No, they actually wash the dishes, and I was so mad about it.
It's rude.
That's rude. Why the fuck can't we use it? It's here. It's an appliance in this home you bought. I'm mad about it all over again. Have me in there fucking scrubbing, fucking up my manicures, nails popping off. Ugh.
Are you willing to change certain things? Like if you were in a serious relationship, and let's say you do holidays like with your family, and he does holidays with his family, and he's like, well, I want you to spend Christmas with me and my family. Is that something where it would be an argument, or you would be like,
okay, we're going to have to find a compromise. Where your family stay? Because this is something, or maybe we have to alternate years. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to be like, okay, well, if... It's my sister does a Christmas Eve party, right? So can we make it to the Christmas Eve party with my family and then Christmas Day with your family?
See, or it's just so much moving around. On Christmas, I like to be stable, like put with my family. I also think like...
Oh, I don't really mind that much because...
See, my family, my mom does holidays like very extravagant. So we had reindeers come to the house. Like,
what if his is extravagant?
Well, see, that's what I'm saying. I think if it came down to this and I had to pick, I would be like, well, what does your family do for the holidays? Like, we would need to talk about it. Like, and then let's see who's does it better. Because I don't want, for the holidays in my family, we know we're having a good time. We're playing games, we're doing stuff, we're going to see shows. It's gonna be fun. I don't wanna go to your family's holiday if y'all not doing shit. Like, y'all just drinking and playing spades. I don't want to do Christmas like that. So it's like, you know, do you want to just go with your family and not go with mine?
And I would really like Christmas, cool. I can do this stuff. Now, where we're not about to fuck around is Thanksgiving, because that's the holiday I care about. You love Christmas, I love Thanksgiving. What does your family cook? Matter of fact, can we host it? Because I would also like that. Like, if this is somebody I'm married to, we have enough space. How about we start hosting the holidays and bring the families together? That way we don't have to worry about it. And everybody else can fight about what they're doing with their spouses. I like that the best.
Yeah,
but Thanksgiving, I don't know that I would want to spend it with your family unless I could come over and help cook, because I just want to make sure I'm not going to be hungry, because we all know what happened that one year.
What happened?
When I went with a different part of family, and Lauren said it's my family too. I don't want to talk about it again. Okay, I got fussed
you got
at.
In trouble.
I didn't get in trouble. I'm grown, but I got fussed at and people's feelings was hurt. We don't have to go back there. Just know I didn't go again. Love y'all.
Okay. I wanted to know, what are your thoughts, your real true thoughts about sacrifice and compromising when it comes to being in a relationship?
Ooh, well,
it scares me.
Jesus died, so I don't have to sacrifice nothing else. He was the sacrificial lamb. And yeah, so that's how I feel about sacrifice. What's the other word? Compromise. I'm going to ask whoever is asking me to compromise, give me the Webster's Dictionary definition, please. Mm-hmm. I don't think you know it. I need it word for word before you ask me to do anything. I don't like all the compromising, because I think that when men are talking about compromising with me, they just want me to change what I'm doing to fit them. And it's like, well, where is the compromise?
Right.
I just changed. I made a concession for you. What are you about to do?
Men are really weird creatures. Like, and the fact that the world has just been revolving around them for our whole lives is really annoying. Because that's why they move like that. The bitch has got to do all the compromising.
Yeah.
And the next thing you know, you're like, what?
It's like, we have had basketball on for 40 days and 40 nights. I want to watch Karen's Grand Dame family reunion. The Real Housewives of Potomac. Can we please change the channel? Basketball is on all the time. They're throwing the ball back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And then sometimes they fight. They're going to play it again tomorrow morning.
But then there's also this other side of it, the positive side of it.
What
where
is that?
I do hope that I meet someone and we love each other so much that when we do sacrifice or compromise, it doesn't even feel like that's what it is, because I just really do want you to be happy. So
sounds
like
a fairy tale, but that does
it does sound like. But have you ever been around those couples where it really? She's like, that's just what Frankie does. I'm not about to argue with him about it. I just let him do it because that's what he likes to do. Like,
yeah.
I hope that I can find that type of love, and I don't walk in the house and take a deep breath and be like, this nigga, here he go again. The shoes are out of place. You know,
that's
what I mean?
How my mom and my stepdad are. Mainly my stepdad. I feel like he's the one that compromises a lot, just from the outside looking in, because something happened. Well, we were doing something, and he was like, you know, that's just how your mommy is. She's just going to do this, and we're just going to let her do it. She's going to ask how much stuff costs, even though I know I'm paying for it in the end, but she's going to nickel and dime.
And he just knows his girl. He's like, I know what she's going to do. I know what she's going to do.
Mm-hmm.
That's love.
And then the children be looking annoyed or embarrassed. I don't know why she does. It's only 3 shrimp. Just relax.
Have you ever heard your mom like complain about something in her relationship, and it's like something where you'd be like, you married him, mom? Like,
yeah,
you, that's like, y'all been dealing with this for a minute, bro. Like,
well, they're not married. I keep calling him my stepdad, y'all. They claim they just friends, but they going to Essence Festival this summer together.
Oh,
they say they're going as friends, but if that's not like what 50 plus year old people do when they're married, go to fucking Essence Festival together.
I've never been to Essence Fest.
Me either. But we're also not that old. Oh. I mean, young people can go too. Don't get me wrong. I heard it's a really good time. But I think like by the time I'm 50, I do want to go.
I think maybe I should go now because they probably got some old niggas.
They definitely have old niggas.
Mm-hmm.
They do. And sometimes they have younger stuff too. It's just like a bunch of stuff. Concerts, food, exhibits. They've done like a lot of podcast things there in recent years. But yeah, anyway, I have seen it. It's interesting. And then when people do complain, it's like after a while, I'll be like, well, just break up with them. And then think about that. Like, are the things that you're complaining about really that bad enough that you realize I would really be better off without you?
Right.
Or should you just shut up and can we talk about something else?
Yeah. And just, you know, get over it, bitch. All right, y'all. We're going to take a quick little break. When we come back, we'll be back. Goddess Detox is a spiritual woman's wellness company providing women with self-love inspired products to help women detox physically, spiritually, and emotionally, as well as connect to themselves.
Their famous feminine hygiene products are the Goddess Vaginal Detox Pearls for deep cleaning of your womb. Their Queen's Complete Vaginal Steaming Set for my babes who want to get into vaginal steaming. And their crystal-infused yoni washes called Pussy Power with rose quartz stone and wealthy woman with citrine stone. Follow at Goddess Detox on Instagram and order at goddessdetox.org.
I have been using my the pH balance soap that she has, and It has the not confirmations, affirmations on the back. My pussy is powerful, and it literally says, like, take two pumps, say my pussy is powerful, rub it around your vagina, and just keep saying it. Bitch, I've really been in the shower, like, my pussy is powerful. If my neighbors could hear me, they're probably like, what is she in there doing? Brewing a spell or something?
Actually, yes. Yes, I am.
I am.
I'm really excited to do the steam because after the week I've had, I need to clean this bitch out.
Yeah.
I just need to detox, remove any negative spirits,
mm-hmm.
and any that are not originally mine. Just get up out of here. I'm going to detox, put my little robe on.
Yeah.
Say some affirmations, just have a nice little vibe, and probably go to sleep after.
I'm excited. You going to do it tonight?
Probably not tonight. Probably tomorrow.
Yeah, y'all. Check out Goddess Detox. The brand is super dope. For women, by women. I love businesses like that, companies like that.
Same.
All right, Kiki. So, you know how I'll be talking about, I love going to cigar bars because the older men be there.
Yeah.
But what I don't like about cigar bars is your hair will smell like cigar smoke for like at least 8 days. And you'd be like, dang, I smell like a little Black and Mild / cigar.
Yeah, and that's exactly why I do not like to go. Like, it's a cool vibe, but if I leave smelling like a chimney,
where are we? And then if you just got your hair done, like, hair is expensive.
It's
got
to be the night before wash day.
Well, we have Beach 7 Hair, and it's hair perfume.
Oh, wow.
Bro, I have some in my twist right now. Uh-huh. I actually have some in my purse.
Shake your head. I want to see that.
It smells so, oh my God, I can smell
it. It's like a light. It's not overpowering, like, real perfume, but I bet if, like, you was doing some things.
Yeah, and then what I like about it is it sticks. People are like, you smell so good, and it's the hair perfume. I love that it's made with oils, so it's not like you're spraying perfume that you put on your body. It's hair products. I like the Bougie Beach. Y'all, it has this fresh, powdery smell. I can't believe I didn't know about Beach 7 Hair before, like, I just been putting real perfume in my hair. That's not good for your ends.
Oh, no. Yeah. That's not good at all. Yeah, I can't wait to try it. I'm really excited. I want to try Bougie Beach?
Bougie Beach.
I want to try that one because your hair smells good. And I want to see what other scents they have. So you guys should head on over to beach7hair.com. Check it out. Use the code COCKTAILS, COCKTALES, for a discount. Okay, and now we're going to go ahead and move on to Indecisive Diane.
Would you stop thinking about what everyone wants? Stop thinking about what I want, what he wants, what your parents want. What do you want? What do you want?
It's not that simple.
What do you want? What do you want?
Hey, ladies, it's me, Diane, and this week I feel like giving back, and you should too. When's the last time you went on a date and you and your bae volunteered your time, for goodness sakes? All you want to do is get drunk and smoke hookah. help someone, go feed the homeless, go to a shelter, go pick up trash. If you can't do that with him, what is he good for? Bye.
And we're back from Indecisive Diane, and it is time for the advice. If you'd like to ask a question on the show, please email us. Okay, do you remember the first one?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Hey, ladies. I randomly discovered the show last week searching for BDSM content. Oh. Wow, are we popping up with BDSM?
So marvelous.
And you guys are amazing. I've binged over 25 episodes. I don't know your listener demographics, but I'm white. Hey, white.
You were just asking if we had white listeners. Yeah. I told you we did. Hey.
Wow. If I should stop listening, please let me know.
You cool, girl. It's cool.
Whoa. Why would she say that?
Some people, I don't know.
She said, but I might not because you are both hilarious. Anyways, a few weeks ago, I downloaded Hinge again after a little over a year off. The last time I used the app, I was dating in California when I was dating in California when I lived there. I didn't update anything on my profile except for photos, and I didn't realize when I first started swiping that I was looking at men in San Diego. I came across a medium cute dude and saw that he respects women and studies philosophy in his free time and impulsively sent a message. I wonder how she saw that he respects women through his page. How do
Maybe
you see
he
that?
Said that?
Oh. Okay.
He's having quotes and shit.
Okay. He replied, and it wasn't long until he said, I want to come visit you this weekend. I live in this city. Y'all, my stomach dropped, and I realized I'm stupid as fuck. I chose to be even dumber and didn't tell him I had moved out of state. We FaceTime the next day, and it's just overall very chill. He even tells me he'll teach me how to swim. He surfs a lot. Meanwhile, you can swim? Meanwhile, I'm feeling like a sociopath just sitting there knowing this man lives several states away now. Long story short, over about 2 days, I ignore the text that he sends when he's trying to link. This is an example of wasting somebody's time. We were just talking about how you know when you waste somebody's time, when you lie to them about the city you're in. And eventually, a Saturday comes around when he says, I guess you don't want to link at all. I'm full on acting out and I block.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And block him.
And block him. Why, though?
Girl, you are full on sociopath right now.
And a couple of hours later, I unblock him and send him a long text explaining the truth and how dumb slash guilty I felt for wasting his time and going along with this game. He takes it well, telling me I'm probably being too hard on myself, that he thinks I'm beautiful and probably beautiful on the inside too, although he doesn't know me much. I say thank you, and it's been a little over a week since. Aside from the psycho embarrassing shit I did, I have thought about him every day this week. I am also into philosophy, and even though I didn't feel outright sexual attraction to him, I feel so much regret for ruining a potential thing for someone who seemed really dope. My question is, would it be even crazier or disrespectful to myself or him if I was to ever reach out to him again? At this point, I should lose phone privileges, to be honest. All the best. XOXO.
Hell yeah, you need to lose phone privileges, and I hope he blocks you. What are you reaching out to him for? If you're not ready to hop on a plane at your expense because you were lying to him about where you were, then what the fuck are you calling him for? You want a pen pal? We don't want pen pals on the dating apps, girl.
Yeah, and now it's like, normally I think I would say, you know, hit him up, but you've done it. You look crazy.
You
probably not really crazy. You just didn't know
what
you was. You had a moment, and we all do. But he's gonna be like, "What is wrong?"
Like, why are you? He might think you're a Tinder swindler.
He might think you're a Tinder swindler or a scammer, like a scam likely person. Because what the fuck is you doing, sis?
Yeah, I'm sorry. You gotta let that go.
Yeah,
and just move on.
Take that L, and maybe
look at the city on your app. That's what you need to do first to make sure you don't make this mistake again.
And then remember to change it back to your home city if you're traveling around like me and you, you know, be switching your cities, switch it back. Because sometimes I've done that before. I'm in Atlanta and I'm still swiping in Indiana.
What was you doing there? Indiana, that's an odd vacation spot, don't you think?
It was very odd.
All right, next one, friend or foe. I'm going to guess it's probably a faux, but let's see what's going on here. Hey, ladies, I have been having an internal conflict for a while now, and I'm hoping you can help me. Here's what's up. In high school, I meet this guy. Let's call him Omar. He liked me, but the feeling wasn't mutual, and I had a boyfriend at the time. Although we both knew that the feelings weren't mutual, we decided to be friends. During the friendship, he maintained that he is attracted to me, and I kind of liked the feeling of being attractive to someone. My boyfriend and I broke up at 21, and Omar and I started spending more time together. We went on a double date with my best friend and her man, and he told me he found my best friend attractive. I felt weird about it, but it wasn't serious, so we moved on and continued to hang out. One day, we were hanging out at my house. He was flirting with me, and we had sex. It was good. I started kind of liking him after that, but at this time, it's like 2 months before I migrate to the U.S., so although we were dating, I knew it wasn't going to go anywhere. After we had sex for the last time, I wonder what country they're in.
Mm-hmm.
After we had sex for the last time, he told me he fantasizes about having sex with my best friend. Well, goddamn. I didn't respond because I was in shock and we didn't speak about it. The relationship continued when I migrated and he brought it up again. He maintains that she is beautiful.
No.
This is fucked up.
He would have got a response. I hate people like, I didn't respond because I... No, you getting a response, nigga.
He maintains that she is beautiful and he is sexually attracted to her. Knowing that is hurtful to me, and I asked him if we could just not talk about it, which led to a huge argument. He thinks that our relationship should have room for us to be honest about those things, and I would rather not hear about that. So we stopped talking. That was 2 years ago. Our friendship has been on and off. He hasn't changed his stance, and neither have I. I do like him, and he likes me and says he wants to be with me, but I can't get over him being so strongly attracted to my best friend. He says he would never do anything to hurt me. He just wanted to ensure it wasn't a secret. Should I give him another chance or let it go? Let that shit go.
Let that shit go, bitch, because please believe, like, when you really are attracted to something and it's in your vicinity, he's gonna fuck her one day. Imagine you get married, you have a life with him. Yeah, and then like they're alone together and you know he tries her.
I think he's trying to set you up for the okie doke. He wants both of you.
He wants to have a threesome? Mm-hmm. He's doing it the wrong way.
This is the absolute wrong way. Because
you're already creating a jealousy.
Yeah, why are you telling me that you want to fuck my best friend because she's so beautiful?
And also another thing, sis, that's one of those, if someone says something like that to you, you address it right then and there. Let that nigga know that is not okay. It's very inappropriate. Don't play with me. It's almost like when you bring a man around, like a group of girls, I'd be letting people know either, like, I used to fuck with him, so let's not even play. Now, if it's not that, and he's for the streets, he's for the streets.
Yeah. But this is for the community. It's fine, girl. I don't care.
Yeah, but when certain things are really off limits, it's off limits, and don't bring it up again.
Yeah. And that's that on that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, thank you guys for sending your emails for the advice. And now it's time to move on to the cocktails.
Before we move on to the cocktails, to enhance your cocktails, make sure you guys go to dameproducts.com. Get some sex toys. We're getting into the summertime. You know, it's hot girl summer. And if you're single or in a relationship, they have toys for both.
Mm-hmm.
It's a woman-owned company, so they got vaginas. They know how to make us. My damn price for making me square. Humans can't even do that.
Well.
It's a nice little thing.
I like to use toys while I'm having sex with someone.
Oh, that's nice.
Because that really just turns it up. I'm telling you guys, try it. And their toys are like sleek. There's not too many that are really big. Sometimes I think big toys that look like big ass dicks mm-hmm. are intimidating to men. So you can get like something really small that he's not going to be scared of. He won't even notice some of them in your hand and just pull it out to kind of ease him into it.
Yeah. And their toys are light. That's what I like about them. And they
feel soft.
They feel, I was just going to say, it's silicone grade,
Medical grade silicone
with the toys. Maybe I don't know if y'all ever bought a cheap toy, but when you buy the cheap toys and have the better ones, you can tell the difference. Mm-hmm. Like it feels different. It's easier to wash off your juices.
One of them smells like rubber. The other one smells like nothing.
And the one of them, your crust will just be stuck and you can't really get it off. But the smoother ones, you could just rinse it off real quick and get going again. You know what I mean? So y'all go to dameproducts.com. Use code COCKTAILS, COCKTALES, for a bestie discount.
Uh-huh. If I wanna fuck, I'm gonna fuck 'em. But if he ain't got a buck, I won't cover. Spend $100 on me, it ain't nothing. Run a double D, so stuck. Back to the point, is it some cash in this place? If it is, I'll probably see the stats in your face. Turn around. Once upon a time, not long ago, I was a hoe, 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 was a hoe, hoe, hoe,
So, are you sharing a real cocktail or you're not sharing anything?
You know, I thought I was gonna share one, but I will share one. I'm trying to rack them up for the live show, but I guess
You guys have some more.
Okay. So, this happened the other day. There's a guy that had been in my DMs. I had already told you about this.
Okay.
He's a little rapper dude. He's one of them little rappers that ain't like a big well-known rapper, but he's well-known by the people that know him. So.
Like what? Okay. She just wanted y'all to know that this is not somebody who's hustling their mixtape on the corner. I think that's what she's trying
to say.
There
we go. That's what he's, you know. So he had been sliding in my DMs trying to hang out. And I was just reading the messages. I love sometimes doing that to people that just are on a certain level and they think they just, you just gonna get it. No. So I was reading his stuff, reading him and not responding. He's like, are you really doing this? I'm like, I'm really doing this because I don't want to hang out with you. So he ends up getting me one day where I was bored. And I was like, you know what? Let's go. He's like, let's go grab drinks. I'm in town for, I think, like the night and I'm leaving tomorrow or something. I was like, all right, cool. But do not pull up on me with an entourage of people. I don't want that to happen. So he's like, all right, yeah, cool. It's just going to be me. I'm going to sneak away from the studio. I'm like, all right. So he pulls up. He tells me he's outside. Bitch, I already have an attitude because I really didn't want to go. He got too many icy chains and I was feeling a little nervous. Like, we don't even look like we match. And I told him I was looking real regular. I had on my teacher sweater. I was in the house. And so I go outside. He is in a Lambo truck. Pussy instantly got wet. Instantly. I was like, I've never been in one of these. I'm so excited. I can't wait to get inside the Lambo truck. Well, there's also a truck full of niggas behind him. He said he was going to sneak away. He snuck away, but the security still had to come. Security and nigga friends is back. You know how niggas just have friends, little homeboys.
Entourage.
Yeah, the water boys. So they're all back there. I kind of thought it was cool, but I also kind of thought, like, this is... What are we doing? Like, are they going to come to the hotel room too? Yes.
They're going to be outside the door.
So, bitch, he's like, where you want to go? I was like, nigga, it's late. The only thing open is Kebab Land. We go to Kebab Land and we have some drinks. We're having a really good time. I tell him, we look really ridiculous together. You realize that, right? He was like, I don't care. So then we start talking about fantasies, mm-hmm. right? I brought the I'm Curious to Know game. And we're playing the game. We're drinking. We're taking shots. We're getting a little loose. I'm now liking the icy chains. And he has one of those grills where it's real. You can't take it out. Ooh. So he's like, I don't want to take you home. Like, I feel like you should just spend the night with me. And I was like, in my mind, I was like, I need to go home because I really need to walk my dog. Well, bitch, he took me home so I could walk my dog and I could grab a toy and some clothes. And he was like, let's go to the sex store. So we go to Tokyo Valentino. And I was like, look, he doesn't strike me as that type of dude. Like, I thought he was going to have boring sex. Uh-huh. And so we go to Tokyo Valentino. And I told him one of my fantasies was I want to dress up like a stripper and dance for the dude. But, like, you really got to make it rain. And, like, we're in the strip club. You be the DJ. Play the music. If there's anything you want to say on the mic, you know, say it. Gave him my stripper name, One Night Stand. And let's do that. So we go into Tokyo Valentino. We're just grabbing all types of stuff. I was like, dang, I really wish we were in another store. But we were in Tokyo Valentino. We're getting toys. We're getting outfits, little stripper outfits. And we go to the hotel. Mm-hmm. We get in there. He puts on the first song. I'm a little nervous now. He's like, you want a Percocet? I was like, I don't really think I should be doing this, but yeah, go ahead. Let's take the Percocet. I mean, I'm a stripper. Like, I gotta be true to this. So I take the Percocet and I was like, am I gonna be okay? Like, I'm looking up side effects of her. He was like, Medina, like, you'll be fine. I've been on one all day. I was like, okay. I take the Percocet and I'm instantly like, you know, when you're in your 30s, you might do the things that are risky, but you think about if something happens to me, they're going to be like, why did Medina take a Percocet? In your 20s, you're just popping shit. You don't really care.
Okay.
So I take the Percocet and I'm like, dang, I hope my mom isn't. Anyway, so take the Percocet and I'm like, okay. When it kicked in, I felt like loose and limber. So I go and I grab him, I push him on the couch and I tell him to play Genie in a Bottle. Y'all know that's my shit. He ain't never heard Genie in a Bottle before. This nigga is hood as fuck. So then we put it on. I'm doing the little dance. I'm like, you can't touch the talent. You can't touch the talent. He's like, all right, I can't touch the talent. So he gets on the couch and he just leans back. And bitch, I'm giving him a whole real Magic City lap dance in the champagne room. Like, I turn around, I whisper in his ear, and I'm like, I tell him how much it would cost to fuck. I'm just doing what I know the strippers be doing. Girl, he's making it rain. Uh-huh. We played the card game. We got cards and money everywhere. I was like, this is so sexy. I don't know why I have these ghetto fabulous fantasies because it really was, it was just a mess. There's dirty money. I'm like, yeah, put it on me. Put it on me. And then his little, so he's a little, one of them little rappers, the ones that be wearing the big Balenciaga shoes and they look so little in them because the shoe is so big. Anyways, he picks me up, throws me on the bed, and I'm thinking the sex is going to be horrible. Kiki, that little nigga towed me up. Then we woke up in the morning. He gets up, closes the blinds, and he's like, let's do it all over again. He said, let's make it nighttime again. And he closes them. And we do it all over again. It's 7 a.m. I'm in here stripping.
Day shift.
And that's my cocktail. And it was great. It was a really good time. I also told myself, though, I don't need to see him again because I can't be taking Percocets like that.
You feel like you gotta take a perk every time you see him?
With niggas like that, I feel like something else will be had. Like...
Well, I do understand. And you know what? I think we should save this one because that one was so good. We have another recording today. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, as always. Make sure that you check the links in the description box. Check out our sponsors. I'm going to put links to everybody in the description box. And if they have a code that you can use, I'll put that there too. We really appreciate you guys so much. Sign up for Patreon, patreon.com/cocktails. Get your tickets to the live shows. And make sure you're following us on Instagram. We're at Cocktails Podcast. I'm at Kiki Said So.
I'm at Coffee Bean Dean.
And until next week, you guys, goodbye.
I'm sorry, but the person you called has a voice mailbox that has not been set up yet. Goodbye. Bye. 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 Goodbye. Bye. Bye. Wait on the try. Bye. 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 Goodbye. Bye. 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 Bye.
Wait on the track. Wait on the track.
I'm sorry, but the person you called has a voice mailbox that has not been set up yet. Goodbye. Bye. 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 Bye.
Population.
Goodbye. Bye. Bye.
Wait on the track.
Bye. 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 Bye.